July, it's back that time of year again now. We're going a bit earlier this year. It's normally January we'd kick off the recruitment drive and the tryouts, but this year we've decided to go a bit earlier now. So the first tryouts are going to be in Lisnee College in Derry, and that's kicking off tomorrow from 10 o'clock till 1 o'clock. So there's still time to register for those tryouts, which happen tomorrow. And then we're having our Letterkenny tryouts then the following Sunday then. That's the 19th at the community centre here in Letterkenny. So as you say, we're raring to go now and to get new blood on board again for the season.
And what about players registering? Where do they go? Or how do they?
Well, our website is the www.ddvipers.com. You can find us on all social media as well. We have a couple of videos there just of what they expect of the tryouts. This year's tryouts, it's going to be a lot more fun. You know, there's going to be contact involved from the start for the rookies. Whoever turns up, bring your gum shields. You know, it's it's the first year. It's the first year we've decided to introduce contact from the get-go for the rookies. So there's going to be some running back drills there. There's going to be receiver drills with contact. There's going to be your normal American football combine then, where you would do your 40-yard dash, your 100-yard dash. And then we're going to introduce some scrimmage then at the end from 12 o'clock. That's where they'll be putting on the helmets and pads and actually getting into a live situation. After, like, they get their full training and, you know, their full walkthrough on how to actually play the American football from our coaches. So it's going to be a great fun. That's the one thing about it is there's a lot of sports people in Donegal, Strabane and Derry. So it's a massive shout out to them. They've heard of us now, maybe. It's been in the papers. We've been going now 4 years. So if you've been looking at those pictures and thinking, geez, I'd love to give that a go. Really, really do, because so much fun. Really, really is.
Yeah, so the tryouts, David, as a player, you're, you know, it sounds like the tryouts are even going to be pretty intense. So from a player's perspective, it's probably good enough to have it that way at the start, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I remember from previous years, there was, when I'd done the tryouts myself, there was a bit of a, should we say, a shock once you do the actual tryouts, to actually get in and play the game. And I think that's why we're doing them a little bit differently this year, so that people can get a real flavour for it nice and early. It's all part of the game, and part of it is, you know, you have to be that little bit rough and humble. It is the sport, and that's why we're, should we say, changing the tryout format a little bit this year to see, give the boys that extra bit of chance to shine.
You need the skill, but you need the physical ability, I suppose, to be a player.
It really is a physical sport, but it's all action. It's very fast paced whenever, you know, the ball's snapped and the play's live. It's not all about size and strength. There is, you need to be quick, good at catching. There is a position for probably anyone on the team, you know. It's not like soccer where you're, you know, you need, should we say, one specific very athletic person to play. American football's different. You need, for the line, you need people with a physical presence that aren't going to be bullied, that can protect the quarterback, or on the other side, the defensive line, that can, should we say, cause a little bit of chaos, break up the plays.
What about as a player, concentration-wise? You know, when you have different teams, you could be standing maybe out of action for 5 or 10 or 15 minutes, and then you have to come in and go intense. How's that? How tough is that?
Sometimes the first play or two can be tough. You have to kind of get up to game speed pretty quickly. Although I will say, the way American football is, where you have the breaks in between it, it is, sometimes it can be a little bit of a relief if you're playing on defense and you've, after coming off a long defensive drive, you might need that bit of a quick break. Because unlike, say, football or rugby, there might be moments where the play is on the other side of the field and you can catch your breath for a few minutes. American football's not. Once the ball is live, it's all action until either the person with the ball is tackled or the play is broken up.
Yeah. So, Cahill, you had a pretty successful season, or decent season last year, just missing out on promotion, and I'm sure you're looking to push on maybe this year.
Yeah, we're definitely looking to push on again. Last year, we lost our first game. We went on then and we won our six games in the trot then. We had established ourselves in the league. We finished second in the normal league, and then we got through the end of the bowl playoffs as such. But we lost out on getting to the final of the bowl game by 5 yards. And do you know what? It's probably the best thing that could have happened to us, because it gives us another year now to get stronger in this league. This is like intermediate. We're playing, it's like intermediate football, you know, if you're to chat Gaelic terms. You know, the senior, there is a senior league here as well, the Shamrock Bowl Conference, and you have teams up there like the Belfast Trojans, teams that have been established even longer than us, a long, long time. Now, you're chatting 30 years. So this is going to give us time now to consolidate, to get in more players around the really committed players that we have, and to go at it. But this year, I suppose, this year we have to push to actually go further, to get to the final. And then anything can happen in a final, but let's just try and get there. There is great teams in this league too as well. The Craigavon Cowboys, they're a really, really good team as well. They we beat them. We played them in our Letterkenny game. They beat us in that game, but we had beat them the week previous to that in their home fixture. So they kind of messed up the Letterkenny game for us. You know, we did a lot of promotion and a lot of advertising for it, and we got a good crowd down there. There must have been 250 people at least there at College Jalia. We had it all set up, but the day just got away from us, and they came down and they put up a good show against us, and they got their revenge.
The best laid plans, yeah. So you can't have enough players, I'm sure, in a squad, American football team squad, because I'm sure the injuries, I don't know, were you so badly hit last year for injuries, but it has to build up over the year, I'm sure.
That's true. I'm not coming on here and saying, you know, American football, it's the hardest sport out there. Rugby, Gaelic, every sport, you're going to have injuries in every sport. It's got its own different physicality, you know, especially rugby as well. You know what I mean? They're very similar. Just with American football, everybody's got on the helmets in the past, but people use their helmets as weapons, and it's different. We can't come in and say that we're the most physical sport, but it is hard being out there and, you know, taking the knocks and all too as well.
And David, you're probably getting the knocks and all the time, but what's it, the season will be starting, when does it start?
Probably around March. The official schedule hasn't been confirmed. They normally confirm that in December, but right now, I would expect it to be around March.
And so what, the pre-season will be intense enough, I suppose?
Yeah, that's the best way for it, though. It gets you, like, I know over the last couple of years, we've really gone tough in pre-season, and I found when it comes to the season, things all fall into place. Like, we just get that fitness in the wind and the rain in January and February, and out on Thursday evenings in the dark, and you're coming in and you're soaking wet and covered in mud and bumps and scratches, but that sets you up for the season. It really does. And I felt that style of tough pre-season training that we've done, like, we do it as a group, and it's really good for team bonding too, but it set us up for the year. Like, a lot of teams have said that we're quite physical ourselves, that they know when they come to play us, it's not going to be an easy game.
Yeah. So, well, Cahill, I'm sure coordination of large group of people like this, and getting people to train, as David said, and getting them for match days and stuff like that, there's a lot of work has to go behind the scenes as well.
There's a lot of work behind the scenes, but we've got a great setup. We've got established coaches now as well. We've got Jason Brock, who's been our head coach now. This is his fourth year going into it. We've got Kyle McInerney. We've got Paddy Maguire, defensive coach. We're going to be adding special teams coaches this year and positional coaches for your running backs, your offensive line. Behind all that then as well, there's a great committee, but the committee can do nothing if the players aren't invested. We are a small club. We're a 40-man club, if you think on the likes of big Gaelic clubs and all. We might be a big club for our sport, but we're not a big club overall. So it's the likes of the guys getting out and selling tickets. And, like, for instance, our home pitch in Derry was completely destroyed there with the floods. So we've even had to relocate and replace equipment and gear and all. But it's the guys out selling tickets, last man standings, all those sort of things. They've raised money now, and we're able to have equipment now for these tryouts coming up. So at 40-man squad, but everybody works really, really hard, and this is the fourth year of them working hard. So that's, once you know that people are still invested and still working after so long, you know you've got something, and we have to keep building. We have to stay hungry.
That's brilliant, hey. So just wrapping it up, I suppose, you're just hoping that people come out and attend these events, these tryouts, and then after that, support the team as well.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Get down to the tryouts. Even if you think you've got half a notion, even if you're not interested in American football, but you love contact sports, come down and play it, because it is a real adrenaline rush, and it is really, really exciting. There's just one more thing I have to say. Just from being a Newton Cunningham man on here today, I can't let it go without passing on my sympathies to the whole of the Niamh Colin Kill GAA team and to the Dowds families with the passing of James Dowds, a big club man down there in the parish of Niamh Colin Kill, a gentleman, and he's going to be missed.
Yeah, we'll echo those sentiments. Thanks very much, guys, and best luck for the upcoming season. And hope the tryouts get a lot of players into that that squad that I'm sure you need them. Right, thanks very much. That was Cathal Curran and David Doherty, the Donegal Derry Vipers American football team. Their website is ddvipers.com.